U.S. military airlifts small reactor as Trump pushes to quickly deploy nuclear power. The Pentagon and the Energy Department have, for the first time, airlifted a small nuclear reactor from California to Utah. They say this demonstrates the U.S. potential to quickly deploy nuclear power for both military and civilian use. The nearly 700-mile flight last weekend, which transported a 5-megawatt microreactor without nuclear fuel, highlights the Trump administration's drive to promote nuclear energy. The goal is to meet skyrocketing demand for power from artificial intelligence and data centers, as well as to serve the military. Energy Secretary Chris Wright and Undersecretary of Defense Michael Duffy traveled with the privately built reactor. They hailed the 15th of February trip on a C-17 military aircraft as a breakthrough for U.S. efforts to fast-track commercial licensing for microreactors. It is part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to reshape the country's energy landscape. A new emphasis on nuclear energy. President Donald Trump supports nuclear power, a carbon-free source of electricity as a reliable energy option. This is even as he has been broadly hostile to renewable energy, while prioritizing coal and other fossil fuels. Skeptics warn that nuclear energy poses real risks. They argue that microreactors may not be safe or feasible, and they have not yet proven they can meet demand at a reasonable price. Wright brushed those concerns aside, touting progress on Trump's push for a rapid escalation of nuclear power. Trump signed a series of executive orders last year that allow Wright to approve some advanced reactor designs and projects, taking authority away from the Independent Safety Agency that has regulated the U.S. nuclear industry for 5 decades. Today is history. A multi-megawatt, next-generation nuclear power plant is loaded in the C-17 behind us, Wright said, just before the 2-hour flight from March Air Reserve Base in California to Hill Air Force Base in Utah. The minivan-sized reactor transported by the military is one of at least 3 that will reach criticality when a nuclear reaction can sustain a chain of ongoing reactions by July 4th, as Trump has promised, Wright said. That's speed. That's innovation. That's the start of a nuclear renaissance, he said. Microreactors would be for both civilian and military use. Currently, there are 94 operable nuclear reactors in the United States. They generate about 19% of the country's electricity, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That's down from 104 reactors in 2013, and includes 2 new commercial reactors in Georgia, the first large reactors built from scratch in a generation. Recognizing the long delays in deploying full-scale reactors, the industry and government have focused in recent years on more efficient designs. One example is a small modular reactor proposed by the Tennessee Valley Authority, the nation's largest public power company. Microreactors, designed to be portable, can take that a step further. They can accelerate the delivery of resilient power to where it's needed, Duffy said. Eventually, the mobile reactors could provide energy security on military bases without relying on the civilian grid, he and other officials said. The demonstration flight, Duffy added, gets us closer to deploying nuclear power when and where it is needed, to give our nation's warfighters the tools to win in battle. The reactor transported to Utah will be able to generate up to 5 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 5,000 homes, said Isaiah Taylor, CEO of Valor Atomics, the California startup that produced the reactor. The company hopes to start selling power on a test basis next year, and to become fully commercial in 2028. Some safety concerns haven't been addressed, experts say. Edwin Lyman, director of nuclear power safety at the Union of Concerned Scientists, said the transport flight, which included a throng of reporters, photographers, and EV crews, was little more than a dog and pony show. It merely demonstrated the Pentagon's ability to ship a piece of heavy equipment. The flight, he said, doesn't answer any questions about whether the project is feasible, economic, workable, or safe for the military and the public. The Trump administration, he argued, hasn't made the safety case for how microreactors loaded with nuclear fuel can be transported securely to data centers or military bases. Officials also have not resolved how nuclear waste will be disposed of. Wright said the Energy Department is in talks with Utah and other states to host sites that could reprocess fuel or handle permanent disposal. The microreactor flown to Utah will be sent to the Utah San Rafael Energy Lab for testing and evaluation, Wright said. Fuel will be provided by the Nevada National Security Site, Taylor added. The answer to energy is always more, Wright said. After 4 years of restrictions on more polluting forms of energy under the Biden administration, he added, now we're trying to set everything free, and nuclear will be flying soon.